Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian and Treasurer Dominic Perrottet want other states to scrap restrictions on domestic travel. Border closures are costing the state approximately $180 million per week. Meanwhile, police in New South Wales have fined around 100 people who were not wearing masks. Victoria has recorded no locally acquired cases of coronavirus for a 13th straight day. However, 4 infections have been recorded in hotel quarantine. It brings the total number of active cases in the state to 34, an increase of 1. It comes after the Victorian government eased travel restrictions to allow more people to return to the state. Travelers from 25 local government areas in Greater Sydney can now apply for permits to enter Victoria. Queensland has recorded 12 straight days of zero community transmission of COVID-19. However, 3 new cases have been recorded in hotel quarantine in returned travelers. One of the cases was a woman who recently returned from South Africa. 2 other cases were flight crew who have since left the country. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says coronavirus restrictions should be eased in Greater Brisbane by this Friday.
No concerns, and we are on track to have those restrictions lifted. We've only got 2 more days to go, so fingers crossed that all will be very, very good for Friday morning.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has spoken with outgoing US Vice President Mike Pence. Both leaders stressed the importance of the Australia-US alliance in the Indo-Pacific region. Mr. Morrison and Mr. Pence thanked each other for their strong partnership over the past 4 years. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris has resigned her Senate seat. She has to do that before the presidential inauguration ceremony on Thursday, when she will become vice president.
We've got a lot of work to do. It's not going to be easy. As we have discussed, Jill has outlined our plan for vaccinations, our plan for recovery, and in particular relief for working people, for families.
Meanwhile, there are reports outgoing President Donald Trump is preparing to issue around 100 pardons before he leaves office. And now to sport. Japanese player Taro Daniel says some fellow competitors asked Tennis Australia to shorten the men's singles matches from 5 sets to 3 sets. Mr. Daniel says it is hard for players to be competitive for up to 4 or 5 hours per match when they have been confined to a hotel room and not able to train their bodies. Tennis Australia CEO Craig Tilley dismissed the idea, saying the format will not change.
We're a Grand Slam at the end of the day, and right now 3 out of 5 sets for the men and 2 out of 3 sets for the women is the position we plan on sticking to. Starting February the 8th, you know, we're sending a signal, Melbourne is sending a signal to the rest of the world that we are the capital city of major events, and we want to remain that way, and we are the capital, the sporting capital of the world.
Mr. Tilley conducted a teleconference with more than 500 players last night, and he says most of them are happy to be here and stick to the quarantine rules. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib, and this is SBS News in Easy English.